good. I'm waiting for the next one now.
Hi Stefanos, third semi-final here in Mexico. Which are your sensations after difficult matches like this?
Well, you know, sometimes you feel like those kind of matches are very important for the continuation in a tournament. And, you know, you get to play tennis at a very high intensity and a very high level, and kind of brings the best out of you. I hope to move forward stronger from this point onwards and to learn from this match and take away as much as I can.
How do you feel in this match? What is the most difficult?
Well, you saw it. You know, he was serving big in important moments where I had the chance to break. He was always coming up with a big, good serve, and it was something that made it a bit difficult. Those moments that I had to convert, you know, you're trying to get behind the ball, and the ball is constantly on the line, and there isn't much you can do. The only thing you probably would do if you're brave enough and too risky in a way would probably be guessing, but that's also a no-brainer in my opinion. You know, you can guess sometimes, but it's tough to pull it off at such a crucial moment during a match.
Why do you think that you have this connection with the Mexican crowd, with the Mexican people? Why do you think that this relationship is very good?
Well, I've always treated them very nice. You know, they've always been behind my back since the very first time I arrived here, and they seem to like me. I don't know whether that's because of my tennis or my personality or what I give to them, but regardless of whatever that might be, I very much appreciate it, and that warm embrace of theirs makes me very proud of myself that I have developed into the person I am today. They make me want to strive to be better, and tennis needs fans like here in Mexico. We're traveling sometimes in countries that are not as enthusiastic and not as energetic about tennis, so Mexico definitely doesn't fall into that. It would definitely be inside the top three destinations for tennis.
You fight until the end. I mean, these kind of matches give you extra motivation, extra, I don't know, stamina to go to the next ones, like, more motivated. What do you think about this kind of match that is so close and it can be a difference of one, two games?
I would say points, not even games.
Yeah,
so,
points.
I guess the one that is able to concentrate more and push in those few points a little bit more and conquer with patience and conquer with his desire to stay behind the ball and fight. Usually those are the matches that you're able to overcome and win. It was a question of a few points today, and you know, it felt very tight and very close, and I did a great job on maintaining that intensity throughout the entire match. He had a few good points on the first set tiebreaker, but you know, I wasn't gonna let that go. Thank you.